Tables booked and a calm full room. Clients who return and bring friends soon. SpaMarketingLab.com. Relax, the bookings keep coming on. SpaMarketingLab.com.
This is the Spa Marketing Lab podcast. Short, practical audio for massage therapists and spas who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, September is the cheapest month to fix your spa's marketing. Demand recovers in September and gift card season starts in 5 weeks. The four-week reset that puts a massage studio in position for the busy quarter. Summer is over for most massage studios, which is good news. The weekday afternoons that sat empty in July fill again as school starts, and people go back to desks with the necks that come with them. September and October are the recovery months, and they are also the last quiet stretch before the heaviest quarter of the year. That combination makes right now the cheapest month to fix things. Ad costs are lower than they will be in November. Your calendar has gaps to absorb a booking system change. And anything you build in the next 4 weeks is in place before the gift card rush, rather than being duct taped together on December 12th. Here's the reset, in the order that pays. Week 1. Make booking work at 11 p.m. Open your own site on your phone, on cellular, logged out of everything. Count the taps from the homepage to a confirmed Thursday evening appointment. If it is more than 4, or if the only path is a phone number, that is your most expensive problem and it is free to fix. Attach the booking link from MassageBook, Vigaro, or MindBody to 3 places today. Your Google Business Profile appointment field, your Instagram bio, and the header of every page on your site. Then test each one from a phone. While you are in the Google profile, set weekend hours honestly. Only 39.3% of massage and spa listings show Sunday hours, and 13.9% list none at all. If you can staff 4 hours on a Sunday in November, post it now so the listing has been showing it for weeks by then. Week 2. Restart the review habit. Reviews decay. A studio that collected steadily last winter and stopped in June looks quieter than it is, because Google weighs recency, and so do the people reading. The median listing in this category has 22 reviews, and 33.8% have fewer than 10, so the bar is lower than owners assume. 2 to 3 a week gets a studio moving quickly. The ask happens at the desk during rebooking, not in an email that night. Before you go, one favor. Reviews are how new clients find Maria. I am texting you the link now. It takes about 30 seconds. Send the link while she is standing there. Do not offer anything in exchange, because Google's policy prohibits it and removes the reviews. Put a tally on a whiteboard and check it every Friday for a month. Week 3. Rewrite the pages that sell. Pull up your service pages and ask whether each one names a price, a session length, the therapist who performs it, and who the service is not right for. Most spa sites fail all 4. This is also the work that decides whether an assistant like ChatGPT or Perplexity names you when somebody asks for a deep tissue massage in your town. Those systems quote facts. They cannot quote a tranquil escape from everyday stress. 2 hours per page, 4 pages, done. If you have no site at all, you are in the 21.3% of this category with nothing linked, and the gap shows up in the data. Listings with a website have a median of 32 reviews against 4 for those without. Week 4. Line up the gift card machine. Gift card demand starts the last week of October, not December. 4 things need to be ready before then. The purchase flow first. Someone must be able to buy a card in 3 taps and have it land in an inbox a minute later. Test it yourself, including the printable version for people who want to hand something over. The client list, second. Export it from your booking software and check that phone numbers and emails are current. Your existing clients are the easiest gift card buyers in your market because they are buying for someone else and they already trust the room. The corporate list, third. Write down 10 local offices, dental practices, real estate teams, and clinics. You will call them in the first week of November with a bundle of cards. Not a discount. The redemption follow-up, fourth. Cards sold in December are money you keep only if the recipient never comes in. But a recipient who comes in is a new client who cost you nothing. Set up a January text to every recipient with a booking link. What not to do this month? Do not cut marketing to save cash after a slow summer. Bookings in this trade lag effort by 3 to 6 weeks. So a September that goes dark shows up as a thin October, right when demand is returning. Do not launch a discount. September clients are returning on their own. Discounting now trains regulars to wait for the next one and gives away margin you will want in January. Do not start three things at once. One change a week, tested on your own phone, sticks. Five changes in a weekend get half finished and abandoned by the first busy Thursday. Check where you actually sit before you start, on the benchmark report, and if you would rather have one of these handled while you are on the table, every service here comes as a free 14-day trial with no card. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, spamarketinglab.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for massage therapists and spas. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.